Hallelujah. I love to talk about the cross of Jesus. I love it. I love it. I love it. And that is one message. Any preacher, if you preach it, heaven will come down and confirm it. Hallelujah. And that was exactly what happened 2 weeks ago when we went to the Lord for that program in Akwanga. Hallelujah. So we're talking about the cross and what communion means. Before we started talking, God, they came down. They were pulling some people out from under chair. Before we started ministration, God, they came down. When the people's eyes were open to see what the cross of Jesus Christ means. Because that's the problem. When the people got to know what they were holding in their hand, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, the bread and the wine. When the people understood the meaning of communion, while I was yet speaking, I've not seen that type of fire for a long time. God came down. God, even the interpreter that was interpreting for me, it overtook him. Everybody, something was happening. Praise the Lord. And I want to achieve that also. My prayer is that somebody will see a reason to pray and pray through. Not just praying here. After this camp meeting, your prayer life will be revived. Some people cannot pray for 30 minutes. Some people cannot pray for 1 hour. The reason is because you don't know how to pray. The day you know how to pray, I am telling you this thing. I am a believer like you. I am a Christian like you. But a knowledge I have is what is keeping me better than some of you. And I want to share that knowledge with you. And I have told you, the day you get to know how to pray, I'm telling you, personal prayer, you will pray 2 hours, you will not even know that you have reached 20 minutes. And it is stress-free. And I'm not talking about those who speak in tongues. I'm talking about prayer with understanding. And that is what I am praying for those who have not heard me teach that before. God will cause me to say it here again so that you will know how to pray. And many people have come to this church or got you connected to us and their prayer life changed without anybody laying hand on them, without them going to any mountain. Are such people here today? Anybody like that? Know that it was when you came here, your prayer life broke forth. You are from Abuja now? Not Abuja. No, sorry, you are the one from the East. No, not the other. Eh? Was it here, your prayer life changed? Yeah, let me hear you. Eh? Which church you there before?
Catholic church.
Okay. Catholic, then they pray long now. Our Father 70 times. Hail Mary 50 times. And a prayer now. Our Father, who art in heaven. 1. Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallelujah. 2. Our Father, who art in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace. 4. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. 5. When you came here, what happened?
It's when I came here that I understand that what we are doing that time is not prayer.
Don't be prayer.
Yes, sir.
Now you know how to pray.
Now I can pray.
Now you know how to pray.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let's clap our hands now. From Catholic. Where you come from?
From Catholic.
You too, Catholic.
Yes, sir.
You go?
Winners.
Winners?
Yes.
You didn't know how to pray Winners?
No, I came here, I know how to pray, but not that much. I don't pray long.
So I came here for the June program, and while I was in my hotel room, God ministered something to me, and that opened.
And that is all. Clap your hands now. Who again? Who again? Anybody from Mountain of Fire? Anybody who want to collect my husband from me? What are you waiting for? Die. The first die, when you say die, you know die. Or the more you say die, the assurance you have that you will die. Praise Master Jesus. The day you know it, the three stages of prayer, the first stage, 1 hour don't pass. You never begin to ask God what you want to say. The second stage of the prayer, another 1 hour. You never even begin ask him yet. When it is time to ask, you will be repeating die. Hallelujah. Listen. If God be for me, is God for me? Okay now. How do I know God is for me? How do I know God is for me? Isaiah 59, verse 1 and verse 2. Let me just summarize it, then we start prayer. We'll do practice. Let's do practical prayers. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. Neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Therefore, you don't have to go and do dry fasting before God will hear you. You don't have to shout until your voice goes before he will hear you. You don't have to travel to any mountain before he will hear you. If you have been praying and he has not been answering you, the next verse 2, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Therefore, if you want God to answer you, you look inward first. So many of us, it's easy for us to attack the enemy. It's easy for us to attack the enemy. And many of us, hindrance of our prayer is within us. How do I know? The Bible says, if a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh him to be at peace, even with his enemies. Why are you surrounded by so many enemies? It could also be because your ways are not pleasing before God. The day you get to realize that no prayer can stop you from committing iniquity or committing sin. You know you are committing any sin. Don't go for any prayer, Pastor. I don't know. I have problem of fornication. Anytime I decide, I don't go fornicate again. When I see a woman, I go, Pastor, pray for me. It's a lie. You know what? Stop. You want to use law, sense, to say that because God will not deliver you, now I make you the dwarf. After all, I have asked him to cause me to stop. If you want him to cause you to stop, and you are serious, then tell God, Lord, any day I go and commit fornication, let my private part die. Curse it. Then we'll not say you're serious. Curse it by yourself. Or come and meet Pastor. Pastor, I want you to curse my private part. This is to make me sin too much. If you come, wallahi, I will do that immediately. Yes, sir. If it is to stop you from committing sin, because Bible says, if your right hand will stop you from going to heaven, what should you do? Cut it off. Come to me, I will curse it. In fact, not only cause physically, I will cut it. No need to cause now. Just sign so that police don't go come worry me. Go bring knife, cut and chop. You are free. You are not ready. The only thing to make it is just repent, that's all. Stop it. And you can never stop committing any sin until you see the effect of that sin in your life. The day you know that this is what is hindering my progress, the day you get to know, Prophet Daniel was sharing with me last night how somebody came and said they have given him, different prophets have given him revelation that he will get visa. He has gone there 3 times. He went. They still refused him. They came to him. Prophet Daniel said, what those prophets told you is correct. God has released your visa for you. But you are the one hindering it. The day you stop sleeping about with women, then the visa will reach your hand. And he said, the man stood the lookout. He said, what did I talk now through? He said, the guy with mouth open the lookout. So now, what do you mean my problem with this? You make the word of God look of no effect. As if this Bible doesn't, is not the truth. You stand on scripture and you're not seeing the effect. The reason is your iniquities and your sins. The day you realize that and decide to stop that nonsense, that will be the beginning of your relationship with God. I am saying this because we came here for prayers. If I want to deceive you, I'll be calling prayer points. Pray, and the sinners, and the fornicators, and the drunkards, and the 419s, they pray louder than those who truly have a relationship with God. What are you praying? I must marry Ike. Anybody wants to marry Ike. Meanwhile, he slept with you yesterday. Now from there, two of them are going to church. He was saying, Father, no, possess my possession. Father, 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 Father. They go, pray. And somebody told you that God will hear you? Which God? You have not seen people who deceive themselves. The young man and the young woman fornicating on the bed. After that, they are having midnight prayer. To which God? Midnight prayer, to which God? You go and fornicate people, collect their money, buy car, and bring it to the pastor to dedicate it for you. Dedicated to who? Which God? Do you know the God of Israel? His eyes will not behold iniquity. He told us in his word, the prayer of a sinner is abomination. God hearing no prayer. No, he said, the prayer of the wicked is abomination. The prayer of the wicked is abomination. The prayer of the wicked. And the Bible says, it shall not be well with the wicked. And your pastor is telling you, it is well. Does your pastor know the God he's talking about? The Bible says, God heareth no prayer of sinner. You know you are a sinner. You know the things you are doing. Don't you read the Bible? You know. But this God is also very merciful. Do you know, even as you are hearing me now, if you decide in your heart, I will not do it again. That's what you want to see. Do you know that when Ahab was told the judgment that was coming, he didn't talk. The Bible says he quaked. Just for that fear that was in his heart. That's what God is looking for. He told the prophet to go back and tell him, okay, this thing will not come at your own time. Because he repented. That's all. If anybody, you know, you see, anytime I preach the truth, my God confirms it. Amen. Follow what I'm teaching you. Practice it. Heaven is obligated to back it up. Not because I say it, but because it is the truth. And God is obligated to his word. He will keep his word. Just repent. Repent and see whether this new year, some of us here, I'm talking about genuine children of God. I'm not talking about prostitutes. Stop comparing yourself with anybody. There are some people here that their matter has been concluded. Hellfire is reserved for them. Whatever they do here, they prosper. They look as if they are prospering in it. Their end has been concluded. But you, your own is different. Your name is in the book of life. You are the reason Christ went to the cross of Calvary. He will do everything around you to cause you to come back to him. Including frustrating you. Including delaying your marriage. Brother, including delaying and disturbing your business. That you will not stand until you come back to him. And when you are united with God, have a relationship with him, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Your own problem is just call upon him. Like a baby and the mother. When she's hungry, you just cry. The mama go come out anywhere, whether in a public, you know, even know. All his sister in Pekin, then you go ready to come out in press for public, make the Pekin suck. Because there is a relationship. So it is with our God. Who will come and trouble you in your place of business if God be for you? Who will hold your money and not return it if God be for you? Who will carry you to a shrine and succeed if God be for you? Who will use your kindness against you? You tell somebody money, go carry the money, go use them against you. If God be for you. Who will go and set accident against you? If God be for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The problem is, we have not realized the power that is in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They that know their God, they'll be strong. David knew his God. He knew he was under a covenant that was sealed with the circumcision. A covenant with Abraham. He knew that he was a circumcised Israeli. He knew he was circumcised. He knew who he was. Therefore, he's not looking at the size of Goliath. He's looking at Goliath through the size of his God. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is looking at Goliath through the size of his God. He knows that his God is bigger than this giant. And he made reference to the covenant. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this uncle? Who is this witch? Who is this shrine? Everybody is afraid of you, but my God is stronger than you. Amen. My yoke is easy. Did David wear what other soldiers who were afraid of that man wear? Is that what he wore? He said, I have not tried this before. Faith is bigger than any weapon you can hold. And faith comes by a knowledge of who your God is. How many people believe that with God nothing is impossible? How many people? Stand up, let me see them. Don't tell anybody to stand up. You are the doctor. You answer me. Anybody sitting down does not know the size of his God. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here that doubts that with God nothing is impossible? Somebody say, with God nothing is impossible. Say it now. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing is impossible. Nothing. 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 If God has not done it, He has not done it because He cannot do it. He has not done it. It is because He's preparing to do it. Hallelujah. And so we must be patient. Wait for Him. So, I am sure that every prayer we pray, God hears us. The only people that God will not hear are those who are swimming in iniquity and refuse to repent. Now, amen, we are going to take one prayer point. Amen. You may sit down. And you may bow down your head. And that prayer point is for two or three categories of people here. Your own category will be repentance from that besetting sin you know. You will talk, say it not in your heart, say it out. Let God hear you, the words that come out of your mouth, the angels that are around. I don't want any hindrance in this meeting, including you watching me from around the world. If there's anything you know, a secret sin you know that only you and God know, that is category number one. Lord, have mercy, I repent. I promise you, from today, I will stop this nonsense. From today, I will stop this nonsense. The second category. The second category are those who are spiritually lazy. Just lazy. You make God the secondary because of laziness. You know how many times God has woken you up or spoken to you to do something. Lazy, lazy, lazy. Listen. Ask God for mercy. And make a vow to be sincere with Him from now on. The third group are those who, for any reason, they know they are disconnected. They don't know. They don't know the reason. But they just know, I am not as I used to be before with God. My spiritual life, I don't know. And sincerely, you don't know what has brought lukewarmness in you. And you say, Lord, restore me. By your mercy, restore me. I'm giving everyone opportunity now to cleanse your way so that when we open our mouth and pray, nothing will obstruct it. The accuser of the brethren will have nothing to stop our prayers. God Himself will have no reason not to answer our prayers. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Therefore, I know that all He wants from me is to open my mouth and talk, and He will answer me. I know I'm talking to somebody who has decided that this year must end better than last year ended for him. Now I'm talking to somebody who is saying, what this man is saying are true. I know I'm the hindrance to myself. Is my way pleasing before God? Is this God for me? Is He for me? Is He for me? If it's for me, who can be against me? I need you every hour. Most gracious Lord. No terror. Have mercy upon every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ.